T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees have just been announced, and the inductees, please.
Hello.
Hello,
it's me.
Say hello to the bad guy.
A masterful montage there from our editor, Justin Schrager. Let's go live to the 1010 Winds Newsline Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation CEO, Joel Pressman. Joel, thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's a good day for us to be here, and we're very excited about all the inductees.
Yeah, and exciting about Jay-Z. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't think he got a lot of fan votes.
Well, the fan votes count as just a partial ballot. You know, basically the voting goes out to over 1,000 people that are past inductees, industry people. So that's how that works. I mean, the public vote works more like the Heisman Trophy things, where it counts as as a fan, what we call the fans ballot. But, you know, Jay-Z got in, and also, you know, another New Yorker, LL Cool J, has been inducted on the Musical Excellence Award. So we have quite a broad slate of inductees this year.
Yeah, we have to talk about Tina. I'm so excited about this. A solo induction for her, right? Because she had already been inducted with Ike?
Exactly. And just like Carole King had been inducted before with her husband, with Jerry Goffin. You know, and also we have the Go-Go's this year, Jay-Z, the Foo Fighters. You played Todd Rundgren. And then we have a really wonderful mix of, you know, people from various other categories, from LL Cool J, Billy Preston, and Brandi Rhodes, to Gil Scott-Heron, Kraftwerk, and Clarence Avant in the Ahmet Erdogan Award.
Yeah, back to Tina, if we could. I guess she's on our radar. Sorry, I have to. She's on our radar so much because of that recent documentary. But what I'm wondering, Joel, is there any chance of getting somebody like her to perform? Because she's basically retired in Switzerland now, right?
Yeah, we're not really counting on that because, you know, from everything we've seen, you know, she's just really happy being where she is at home and not traveling this much. But, you know, this gives us an opportunity to really create some great tributes featuring artists that have really been inspired by her, I mean, that's one of the things we do. So I think when you see the performance, which will be on HBO in November, you'll see the excitement that we can create even without her being there.
Yeah. The Go-Go's also the subject of a documentary, right? And some people might say, well, they were kind of a light pop band in the 80s. But I mean, you know, they wrote their own music, played their own instruments, right?
Well, they did, you know, which was very rare in those days. I mean, they were really a groundbreaking group of being able to, you know, a group of women that got together from other bands and created a sound, you know, created their own, you know, look. They created their own sound. And, you know, they're very well, you know, positioned to be, you know, getting the honor they are today.
Yeah. So, you know, we have Tina Turner, we have the Go-Go's, Carole King, we have the Foo Fighters. And it seems to me like these are the guys who really, they really hold up the rock and roll front in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Well, they've really taken the rock mantle, you know, when rock and roll is a very broad description these days. I mean, if you look at our inductees, you have everything from hip hop to industrial music to electronic dance music. But when you look at a band like the Foo Fighters, that is what a lot of people's definition of pure rock and roll is. And they've held that banner up high for a number of years, and they're being honored for that.
Yeah, also pretty amazing that when you think about it, you know, Nirvana, often bands don't survive when the frontman doesn't.
Correct. You know, and Dave is just a brilliant musician. I mean, if you looked at the past records, you know, he played pretty much almost every instrument on a lot of these records. So he wasn't just the drummer in Nirvana. He was a gifted musician, and he was able to put together a you know, a group of other gifted musicians to really take, you know, Foo Fighters in directions and heights that I don't know if they ever anybody foresee.
And Joel,
or saw.
Right. Joel, quickly before I let you go, big ceremony this year?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of two parts. There's going to be a live ceremony in Cleveland October 30th, which we're going to film and do. And then it will be then later in November on HBO and HBO Max, there will be a different type of ceremony involving elements like we did last year, which more documentary style, so we can tell bigger, deeper stories about our inductees. And then, you know, also include highlights from the ceremony.
Well, I look forward to it all. And I thank you so much for speaking with us. I hope we get the chance to talk again in the fall. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation CEO Joel Parisman. Joel, thank you.
Well, thanks, Drew. And come to Cleveland to visit the museum. It's
okay.
A wonderful place.
I'll see you there.